The next patient is for Dr. Oliveros is Philip Medina. First name, P-H-I-L-L-I-P. The last name is M, like in Mike, E, like in Echo, D, like in Delta, I, like in India, N, like in November, A, like in Alpha Medina. This is the clinical case of a 55-year-old Hispanic male that is following the practice because of the history of pancreas kidney transplant that was done in Puerto Rico on January the 31st of 2012. The patient is being immunosuppressed with the administration of Prograf 2 milligrams in the morning, 1 in the afternoon, comma, mycophenolate 360 milligrams POBID, and prednisone 5 milligrams daily. The patient continues to gain weight, this time 10 pounds. And the morbidities and complications associated to obesity were once again explained to the patient. He cannot continue gaining weight. At the present time, the patient comes to the appointment with lab results from July the 15th of 2024. The serum creatinine is 1.3. It used to be 1.1. The BUN is 20, and the estimated GFR is 63. The patient has an albumin creatinine ratio that is elevated at 117. And a protein creatinine ratio of 400. This is despite the fact that the patient is taking Jardiance. Number two, the patient has arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. The T4 is 1.2, the T3 is 3.1. Excuse me, the T4 is 1.2, the T3 is 3.1. The TSH is 3.36. Following number, the hemoglobin A1C is 5.9. The patient has not experienced any evidence of abdominal pain or discomfort as to suggest pancreatitis. Follow a number of history of hyperlipidemia. The cholesterol is 196, HDL 72, LDL 100, and the triglycerides 130. The patient has a positive BK virus in the urine. We are going to order the BK virus in the serum. Following number, the tacrolimus level is 7.9, which is within therapeutic range. We're going to reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. The main concern is the body weight. I explained to him the comorbidities associated to obesity. Paragraph, I spent 12 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup in the face-to-face, 18 minutes in the documentation, 10 minutes.